This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Humans have been searching for the fountain of youth for centuries. Either a literal spring that keeps you young forever, or today's obsession with creams, ointments, and health food products. In our segment, Life Transitions, KEDM's Dr. Anita Sharma explores the idea of making aging a healthier process with Dr. Rhonda Hensley of the University of Louisiana, Monroe.
Hi, Rhonda. Good to have you here.
Hi, thank you.
When we talk about aging, we feel that we are as old as we feel. What do you think about it?
Well, I do agree with that. We are as old as we feel because many of us sometimes maybe think, oh, I'm 60, so I'm half dead. But no, it's a matter of perception. And if you feel healthy, an 80-year-old can feel as young as a 20-year-old.
Is there any way we can prevent or slow down the aging process?
Well, aging is a progression of life. We age every day from the minute we were born. Prevention is a very good topic to talk about with aging because, yes, I believe you can definitely slow down the aging process and prevent a lot of chronic diseases so that your later years are healthier.
When you say healthier, what is healthy aging really?
Well, healthy aging is you reach those numbers on the age chart, you continue to get older and older, but you're still able to function and do all the things that mean quality of life to you.
So how do I improve my quality of life? What should I do?
You start now. You live a healthy life. You do things that are going to make you have a better healthy outcome. You're going to eat things that are healthier. You're going to exercise. You're going to get plenty of rest. You're going to avoid the bad things, the bad habits that take years off of your life.
I need to eat salads every day?
Well, you can eat salads every day, but that's not totally a balanced diet. A balanced diet includes some good proteins and some salads and fruits and all kinds of good, delicious foods.
A lot of times people begin to feel a little bit depressed when they realize they are crossing that mark of 50 or 60. So how do we take care of our emotional and psychological health?
Again, I think that's perception that I feel like I've reached 60, so now I have to be retired, or I've reached 70 and now I can no longer mow the grass. It's a matter of your own inner perceptions that it's a number. It's just a number.
So age is really a number.
It is. It's just a number.
What would you tell a 30-year-old? How do they want to look or feel or act by the time they're 75?
I would tell them to start today looking at whatever they're doing that's an unhealthy habit and get rid of it. Look to live in a healthy pattern. I mean, you can still do things that are fun, but most of your time needs to be focused on eating healthy, exercising, getting plenty of rest, and taking care of your body and your mind. We're way too fast-paced in our lives, and we need to learn to slow down, take a day off, or go do some things that we find pleasurable and enjoy the moments in our lives.
Dr. Rhonda Hensley is the Associate Director of Graduate Program for the Kitty Degree School of Nursing at University of Louisiana, Monroe.
Dr. Anita Sharma is Gerontology Program Director in the College of Business and Social Sciences at the University of Louisiana, Monroe. To learn more about Life Transitions and to listen to the complete interview or podcast, visit Life Transitions at KEDM.org/programs.
Support for Life Transitions on KEDM comes from Heart of Hospice, partnering with families to provide team-based support and companionship for patients and their loved ones. More at heartofhospice.net.